Unalaska has experienced three entangled whales in the last 2 years. There used to be only one person on the island who could respond to the incidents, but thanks to a recent training, a new response team is in place. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
On a sunny Tuesday night, about a dozen people are gathered on a dock. They're practicing the skills needed to free a stranded whale.
Whales up. Whales up. Looks like a head nod. It's gonna go down though.
Going for throw.
Throw's good. You're in.
Up from Hawaii to lead the course is Ed Lyman. As a large whale entanglement response coordinator, he has a lot of experience freeing entangled whales. He's in town for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, working to build Unalaska's response team.
I mean, here we are at Dutch Harbor and you know, fishermen galore, right? Capital for fishing in many ways in the U.S. And so you've got a lot of skill sets there already. But I will point out that trying to cut free a 40-ton whale is unique.
Reports of entangled whales are increasing nationwide. According to the National Marine Fisheries Service, last year there were 20 confirmed entanglements in Alaska, compared to 3 in the year 2000. Until now, there was only one person in Unalaska trained to approach distressed marine mammals. That means if more help was needed, a team from the Marine Mammal Stranding Network would have to fly in. Emily Gibson is part of the new crop of responders. She's an environmental compliance manager at a local seafood processor, but says she's taking part in the class as a fisherman and resident.
We spend a lot of time on the water in the summer and, you know, interact with whales and sea whales. So we're kind of the first line of defense against these entanglements and trying to mount a response to help whales that might be in trouble out here.
Because of the potential risks to humans and marine mammals, NOAA Fisheries approves responses on a case-by-case basis. Having responders from different areas of expertise, Lyman says, is key to success.
Boy, throw a whale biologist and a fisherman together, it's the perfect team to cut a whale free. I mean, the whale biologist knows the whale behavior. The fisherman knows gear, knows the ocean, knows the boats, things of that nature. And you're putting two skill sets together to make a great team. It works, believe me.
By sharing his knowledge, Lyman hopes to protect whales while keeping humans safe. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
If you see a marine mammal in distress, report it to the Marine Mammal Stranding Network. The phone number is at alaskapublic.org.